The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Faith has no limit. There is nothing that faith cannot accomplish.
The word and your faith become the controlling factor in every situation. Not what the doctor said, not what it looks like. Mm-mm. It's what my faith says.
The enemy wants to starve your faith and feed your flesh. But I'm here to tell you right now, you're gonna feed your faith and starve your doubts to death. Faith has got to be acted on. You've got to speak it, because you can't go by how you feel. You got to go by one thing, the Word of God. When God says something to you in His Word, you take His Word and you choose to believe. And once you do, you start moving out on His Word, and you will reach your promised land.
Faith is a force, a spiritual force. If you know anything about spiritual things, you know that physical things are controlled by the more powerful world of the spirit. Physical things are controlled by the more powerful world of the spirit. Now, all through the Gospels, Jesus talks about faith and believing, and even Paul, as he writes the epistles, the same thing. As a matter of fact, he says that the just shall live by faith. That's in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And so, if you're going to live by something, you certainly need to know how it works. Faith moves the hand of God. Faith is a force that can do the impossible anytime. Faith can even cause time to speed up and slow down. That's how powerful faith is. And so Jesus kept asking many times, well, where is your faith? So the enemy is not after us. What is he after? He's after our faith. Because he knows faith will defeat him every time. Faith has to be exercised. And if you don't, you'll lose faith dexterity.
Lord,
See, how many of you have been fishing before? Okay. And you throw that thing out there. Now, what are you waiting on? Yeah, okay, you're waiting on something to bite, but what indication do you have that something's on there? Okay, you got a barb out there. All right. Now, how many of you know a good, experienced fisherman can feel when something's on that hook? Come on now. But if you stay away from fishing for years and go back out there, you thought you felt something, pull it up, the worm's gone, everything's gone, they ate everything you had, and you still didn't get, you follow what I'm saying? Why? You lose your dexterity. But see, because I operate in faith every day, trying to, whatever I do, and messages that I bring to you, like tonight, I had to get it by faith. I had to say, Father, I thank you this morning. This is one of the finest Wednesday night messages I've ever preached. See, I said that not even knowing what he wanted me to say. But see, I'm rolling away the stone. You got what I'm saying? See, faith has got to be acted on. You've got to speak it. You've got to say it. Yes. David had to say something to Goliath. He said, Goliath, this day shall the Lord deliver you into my hand. He was releasing faith. Faith causes the hand of God to move. To move when? This day. You got to fight to what? Good fight of faith. See, you got to stay in faith. If you made that confession, you got to stay there. Say amen to that. Because you can't go by how you feel or what's coming against you. You can't go by how it looks or what somebody said. You got to go by one thing, the Word of God. If God said it, that's what you believe. And if that's what you believe, that's what you speak. That's what you say. That's what you act on. That's what you do. Say amen to that. If God says wealth and riches are in your house, you start saying what God said, and pretty soon, something gonna have to start happening, because faith will dominate in this earth. Praise God in heaven. All right. Now, where are we now? Where do I have somewhere? Okay. All right. And let's go to Luke chapter 21, verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, talking about the last days, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for what? Fear. See? Because they're going to be looking at some things that are going to be coming on the earth. Men's hearts failing them for fear. Men's hearts failing them for fear. Now, I know we have natural hearts. And you will find when somebody gets frightened. Now, watch it. Watch me. When somebody gets frightened, here's what they usually do. Am I right about it? See, they grab their heart. You see, it's interesting how they do that. But I believe it's not the physical heart first that he's talking about. I believe it's your spirit. It will fail to produce. That in these last days, fear will take over the hearts. And mankind is not going to be able to produce things that he'd like to produce, and fear will control his or her life. Now, look at 2 Timothy in chapter 1. Look at verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. Keep going. But of power, come on, and of love, and of a sound mind. So God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. So if you have fear, did it come from God?
No.
Nope. Didn't come from God. See? And somebody says, well, Pastor, you know, now, you got to watch it now because, you know, a little fear is kind of healthy for you. A little fear is healthy, okay? Well, let's look and see what the scripture says about that. Let's go to Revelation chapter 21. Look at verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the who? Fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolatry and all liars shall have their part in the lake. Now, he's not talking about Lake Michigan. He's talking about the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. Now, my point to you is no fear. No fear. I just would like you one day to meditate no fear. And I would like to see how it changes your conversation. I'd like to see how it changes your behavior when you have no fear. No fear. No fear of what people think about you. No fear of what people say about you. No fear of if this does not work. No fear. I wonder how you would act if you had no fear. Zero. I mean absolute zero fear. I'm talking about a time where you have no fear in you at all. No fear. No fear. No fear. See, the fear, and a little bit, is designed to contaminate your faith. But suppose you had no fear. No fear of getting cancer. No fear. Come on now, help me now. Because Jesus had no fear. No fear. I would like to see how you would act with no fear. Guaranteed, your actions would be different. Because we've been trained with fear. No fear. Jesus had no fear of the devil, no fear of disease, no fear of running out, no fear of not pleasing the Father, no fear. Didn't care what you thought. Amen. Now he could hear God perfectly because there's no fear. No fear. And I believe when David moved up to that front line, that's what he moved up in. He moved up in an attitude of no fear. He had been back there with them sheep, keeping them sheep on the side of that mountain, and killed a bear, the Bible says, with his bare hands. Killed a lion with his bare hands. 17-year-old boy about my size. Come on, I had to put that in there. Come on now. Me and David, you know. But you know why he could do that? Because the power of God could flow through him uninterrupted by fear. Fear interrupts the power of God in your life. You watch it. The bolder you get, the clearer you can hear. Try it. The bolder you get in God, you can hear it so clear until I'm telling you, you can hear it on a level that you never heard it before in your life. The fearful, the whoremongers, boy, that's in the class, you know. The sorcerers, all going to be thrown in the lake. Well, a little fear is healthy. Mm-mm. No. A little fear gets you in the lake. Now, you go back in there. You go and watch how the enemy tries to induce fear in your life. First of all, he'll have you to turn on TV and watch the news. Come on and watch what's going on. And then while that, he'll play it back in your mind three or four times and say, well, you know, they're going to break in your car too. You know, you're going to get broke. You know, one day you're going to be like that. And I told people, the enemy will try to use a flip chart. He said, well, now, do you believe you're going to have this right here in 10 more years? You said, no, no, I'm not going to have that. There ain't no way. Okay. All right, now you're going to have this right here. In 10 more years, you're going to be crippled, and you're going to fall and can't get up, and so forth and so on. Yeah, uh-huh. They. Now, the Word says you're going to go out of here long, live long, and be strong. That's what the Word says. Then he'll flip it again. Pretty soon, he said, now, okay, now your aunt had this. Uh-oh. And this is what your mind might say. I believe that's what I got. You know, okay. All right. Okay. Now, fear has cousins. And some of the cousins, one of them is doubt. Turn with me over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, please. Are y'all with me?
We got to knock the devil in the head. We got to hit fear in the head, folks. I'm telling you, the reason why people don't sow what God tells them to sow, or listen to God, or act on what God tells them to do, or witness to what God's saying to do, or have the house that God wants them to have, or whatever have you, I can guarantee you fear got a hand in there somewhere. But from this day forward, I command the spirit of fear to leave your life. And leave your life now in Jesus' name. Hey! I mean, I want you to be so bold, boy. I'm telling you, amen to that. Don't be scared. I mean, now that thing, it'll try to come back in on you, but cast that thing back off. No. I ain't fearing nothing. No, I'm not fearing. I'm not going to get there on time. I'll be there on time. I command this traffic to move right now. I'm going to dominate this traffic right now. I command. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm not fearing right now. See, and fear will make you run up your credit card. I ain't going to say much more about that. Okay. So what happened here? Verse 22, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him to the other side, and he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he said he is there alone. And the ship was now in the midst of the sea, was tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. The enemy doesn't want you to get to your destiny. And in the fourth watch of the night, that's between 3 and 6 in the morning, Jesus went into them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for what? Fear. And but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good what?
Cheer.
Be of good what?
Cheer.
Be of good what?
Cheer.
It is who? I. Be not what? Afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, what? Come, praise God. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. I'll bet you Peter got rid of fear. All of it left for a minute. And when fear leaves, you can do the impossible. You'll be able to do things, walk on water, speak to mountains, command diseases. That I'm telling you, tell money to come. I'm telling you, what's been contaminating our faith has been fear. And this is your days of struggling with fear are over tonight. You, I decree, will never be resisted by the spirit of fear again in your life. Verse 30, and when he saw the wind boisterous, he was what? Afraid, and beginning to what? Sink. And he cried, saying what? Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said to him, O thou of, come on, little faith, keep going. Wherefore did you doubt? I used to think that was little faith, meaning that like you can have a lot of money or you can have a little money. That is not that translation. That translation means, why did you have such a short burst of faith? See, he had enough faith to walk, but he started looking at his human and natural circumstances and began to think more about them than he did about the Word of God. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but come on. Power, keep going. Love, and what else? A sound mind. That is a mind that is fixed on the Word of God. It is a mind that will not take its eyes off the Word of God. It's a mind that stays filled with the Word of God. Your faith needs to be filled every day. You can't feed on CNN and feed on some reruns of whatever have you and think you can get up and have strong faith. I'm saying it's all right to see those things, but make sure you feed your faith. Make sure you give your faith something to eat in the morning. You get, that's why my broadcast is on in the morning. I'm giving people some breakfast. I'm giving their spirits some food to eat so that they can whip the devil all day long. Praise God. Hey! Hey! Another cousin of fear is anxiety. Anxiety. It says, be anxious for what? Nothing. Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things by what? Prayer and what? Supplication with what? Thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God shall guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Another a cousin of fear is stress. Stress. It's disguised fear. The enemy tries to get you stressed out. Your days of being stressed out are over. Say amen to that. Another cousin of fear is worry. Aren't you worried? That boy hadn't been home by this time of night. Aren't you worried? No, no. Jesus said, cast all your care over on him, and he'll go find that boy and bring him home. Say amen to that. So here's the rule for you. Don't try to deal with fear naturally. Natural things cannot change spiritual things. You have to go the other way around. Say amen to that. So when you're dealing with fear, make sure you're dealing with it with the Word of God. Now, faith will bring you the healing, the blessing, the joy, and fear will go out. Romans 10, 17, now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The enemy wants to starve your faith and feed your flesh, but I'm here to tell you right now, you're going to feed your faith and starve your doubts to death from this day forward. He told Joshua, Joshua, this is the way you're going to take that land. Thou shalt meditate in my word day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You see, I'm telling him, when faith rises up inside of you, the enemy knows that he is defeated. So if you don't have enough faith yourself, be like the man that was laid with palsy on that mat. Get your four crazy friends and tell them to use their faith and help you get up from where you are. David said in Psalm 34 and verse 4, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You see, you can be delivered from every fear that you have. Fear of growing old, fear of being diseased, fear of failing in school, fear of not having enough. I'm telling you, God can deliver you from all your fears. He said this, yea, though I walk through the valley of death, the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be free from all your fears. So now, from this day forward, when God says something to you in his word, you take his word and you choose to believe. And once you do, you start moving out on his word, and you will reach your promised land. There is nothing that faith cannot accomplish. The word and your faith become the controlling factor in every situation. Not what the doctor said, not what it looks like. Mm-mm. It's what my faith says. The enemy wants to starve your faith and feed your flesh. But I'm here to tell you right now, you're going to feed your faith and starve your doubts to death. faith has got to be acted on. You've got to speak it, because you can't go by how you feel. You've got to go by one thing, the Word of God. When God says something to you in His Word, you take His Word and you choose to believe. And once you do, you start moving out on His Word, and you will reach your promised land.
Nothing shall be impossible for you when you receive the Word and mix it with the powerful force of faith. To order your copy of Pastor Winston's dynamic teaching, The Force of Faith, contact us online at billwinston.org or by phone at 1-800-711-9327.
Hello, Bill Winston here. I have a book that should be in the hands of every person that is in the body of Christ. It's called Faith and the Marketplace. You know, once you get born again, God doesn't take you out of the world. He leaves you in it. And that same thing about your profession or wherever you work or what your gifting is, whatever it is, you're going to have to attach faith to it, because that's God's way. Without it, you can't please Him. So you're going to have to attach faith to it. And I think what happens, some people get born again, but they don't know how to use faith in their profession or in raising of kids or a family or whatever they do. And as a result of that, they end up toiling. I've got good news for you. No more toil. This is it. This is going to tell you how now to manage your life with faith, that you, whatever you, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a beautician, whatever you are, it doesn't make any difference. You can apply faith to it and it succeed every time. That's what this is all about. God is a God of success. He wants you to win and win big. So His Faith in the Marketplace should be a part of your library. I guarantee you, it'll bless you. Get it today. Bill Winston saying, we love you and keep walking by faith.
Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443 or submit your prayer request online at billwinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this prayer call center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you. The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independent of this world system and have dominion over it. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.